Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:09 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, September 18, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Charles Padgett, Hunlock Creek, Stephen Myers, McAdoo, Thomas Yencho, Weston, David Drasnan, Dallas, Stanley Suchoski, Wilkes-Barre, and James Treon, Hazleton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense after that brief news adjournment, promising you that our commitment to common sense will, for the balance of this hour, well, it'll provide a sanctuary of sanity for you. You can bathe in it. You can luxuriate in it. But you can certainly enjoy it no matter what. Well, there's a new book. It's called The Golden Thread, History of the Western Tradition. It's what we talk about every day. Now, there's two guys who wrote this, Alan Guelzo and James Hankins. They're both esteemed historians at Princeton and Harvard, respectively. And they offer an extraordinary and ambitious two-volume history that redefines how students and the general public encounter the Western tradition. A tradition, I might add, that is being ignored and lost. And it, frankly, it was what made this country great. We're the apex of it. The Golden Thread, this book, presents an eloquent, refreshing overview of the trajectory of the West, its unique customs of art, literature, law, philosophy, science, faith, and tolerance that have bound the people of its tradition together. Ancient Greeks to the Romans, to medieval Christendom, Europe, and finally, the modern world in America. They've come out with this book because as America prepares to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and remember, we celebrated the anniversary of the Constitution, they're asking the question, do Americans adequately understand our own history or the inspiring 3,000-year-old Western tradition that gave rise to our nation? Well, one of these co-authors is with us, James Hankins, Harvard University. Mr. Hankins, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
I am just terrific this morning. I can see that you're in good voice.
Oh, I'm in a lather over this book. I absolutely love it. I love what you're doing. We try to do it in our corner of the world every day, pointing out the greatness of Western civilization. Of course, it's human condition. We have our flaws. But this book, this tome, a two-volume book, Man, tell me first, I describe what it's about. How do you go about taking on this massive subject?
Well, I've been teaching Western Civ my entire life, my entire teaching career of 40 years at Harvard, so it's not it's not that foreign to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But my entire teaching career, the last 40 years, we've been doing away with Western Civ, the progressive educational establishment. Basically, 40 years ago, decided en masse, and this includes the 50 departments of education in all 50 states, they're going to get rid of Western Civ, and they're going to do global history instead, or they do no history instead. So the result is that we have no Western Civ being taught in the schools anymore. It used to be, it was for hundreds of years, actually, going back to 18th century America, everyone was taught the history of Greece and Rome and the medieval world and Europe. That was part of everyone's education. And they just threw it all away 40 years ago. And surprise, surprise, we suddenly wake up and find that people hate the Western tradition because they don't know anything about it, right?
Yeah.
They're absolutely about it.
All
right. Anyway, the project of the book that Al and I wrote, and we've been friends for a long time. Al and I have been friends since middle school, right? High school.
How about that?
So, yeah. So we're really close on this and aligned. But the idea of this book is to bring back the study of Western Civ, and especially for the classical school movement and classical charters and homeschoolers. That's the audience of it. Because I don't think that the unionized public schools are going to buy this book, right? It's not doing their narrative. But we want the Americans who want to learn about their tradition. And you rightly say that America is is a continuation and the summit of the Western tradition. But you're not going to understand America unless you understand the Western tradition. So that's why we wrote the book.
How do we solve this? You've taken a monster step because this had to be a lot of, well, it was a lot of work to put this two-volume history together. How can we preserve it?
It was a ton of work, and I don't want to take all the credit for myself. I wrote the text, but the people in Encounter Books, I don't know if you've seen the book, but it's absolutely gorgeous. There's 800 illustrations, almost all of them in color and maps and you know, timelines and text and all sorts of stuff in this book. I think if people just read the book, they would be immunized against the really terrible stories that are being told about the West today. You know, if you don't know anything about Western Civ, if you don't have teachers teaching it and students learning it, the left is free to misrepresent the West. And even you find people saying West didn't really exist, that it was all kind of a made-up idea by militarists. And it's a kind of crazy idea that gets around, but people believe it because they don't have anything between their ears to stop the message.
Yeah.
The negative message, I mean, about the West. So that's, I think, the primary way. But we really do have to rebuild the study of Western civilization. We are in a clash of civilizations, as my colleague Sam Huntington wrote many years ago. The Western civilization is increasingly in conflict with other world civilizations, which is too bad and shouldn't be allowed to happen, but nevertheless is happening. Chinese civilization and South Asian civilization and Islamic civilization, they don't accept the way we do things in the West. So if you're not teaching Western civilization, it's basically unilateral disarmament in the class of civilizations. Nobody in the West knows what they're defending, right? They don't know about where the rule of law comes from and what it even means, and they don't know about the great works of art and music and literature that express the highest ideals in ourselves. They don't understand about the tradition of self-government and how deep it is in our culture. It goes back to the Greeks. They don't understand the difference between the West and other civilizations. They nowadays teach global civ, right? They teach, if you go to my old high school, for example, you'll learn world cultures. It's all very presentist. It's all, you know, the last couple centuries, and it's not the story of the West, right? You get one day on the Great Wall, and you'll get another day on Tibetan basket weaving, and you'll get another day on, you know, sort of the pyramids, and then you might get Sistine Chapel ceiling. You know, it's all kind of a soup. And the idea that the West has a tradition, a golden thread, has been preserved through many thousands of years. That's just completely lost.
James Hankins is our guest. He's a Harvard University professor who, along with Princeton University professor Alan Guelzo, has written The Golden Thread, A History of the Western Tradition. It's a two-volume tome explaining how we got here and why it's important. Professor Hankins, you and Mr. Guelzo are the proof that there's intelligent life at Princeton and Harvard.
Well, we're both moving out of Princeton and Harvard. We're going to go to the Hamilton School for Classical and Civic Education at the University of Florida, which is going to become the bastion of Western civilization. It's an amazing place, and I'm really happy to leave Harvard, actually, 40 years, and go to a place that really cares about Western Civ.
James Hankins, so when is this move going to take place? Is the University of Florida's Hamilton School?
Yeah, I don't know if you've read about it, but it was basically founded by DeSantis's people as a kind of base for the recovery of the Western tradition in the middle of Gainesville, Florida. But they've hired 50 people in 3 years. It's absolutely amazing. It's unprecedented. Harvard could hire 3 people in 50 years. Yeah. Right? I mean, our department hasn't hired a new senior Western historian since 2007. I mean, the Harvard History Department.
Yeah.
The Western Civ at University of Florida is being taught by 24 people. And they're all young. They're all bright. They're all, you know, extremely keen. So if I were wanting to study the Western tradition, I wouldn't go to Harvard or Princeton. I would go to the University of Florida at Gainesville and go to Hamilton School.
Amen to that. Well, named after one of my heroes. I always point out a book. In fact, yesterday being the celebration of the anniversary of the Constitution, Joseph Ellis wrote the quartet regarding the founding and development of our Constitution, and I praise that book. This is another book that I think has got to be, and I love that you did it because you're establishing this as foundational for everything that's going to get taught at University of Florida, the golden thread.
Well, I hope it will be adopted at a lot of places. You know, there are many of these new civic study centers that are being founded in red states around the country, and also even some blue states as well.
Yeah.
So there are 14 or 15 that have been founded in the last 10 years, and I hope that they will adopt this. I hope that the classical charter schools and the charter schools and the homeschool movement will read it and adopt it, because it's going to provide a framework for all the other stuff that they study already. You know, if you want to study Western art or music or literature or philosophy, you need a kind of narrative framework to see where everything fits. And that's what we're trying to provide in this book.
James Hankins is our guest. He is the co-author, along with Alan Guelzo, of a book called The Golden Thread, A History of the Western Tradition. You couldn't come up with a more important book at a more important time, at a more critical time. We've got to have you back on again, because we can maybe take components of this, and I mean anytime you'd like. You get in touch through Stephen Manfredi, and we'll do it. The question I have is, how does the Western tradition compete with civilizations or traditions like the Islamic tradition, when we are tolerant and actually give them the rope to hang ourselves?
How do we fight this?
Well, the first thing is we've got to be aware of what's at stake and what we're in danger of losing, right? Because people, we have a tradition of tolerance, and actually goes back to antiquity. It goes back to the Greeks and the Romans. They would call it moderate government, right? Allowing a certain freedom of opinion within limits. But so that's the first thing. We understand that tolerance is a not only a long tradition, but something that's been vital to our flourishing. Mm-hmm. So then when people make it, I was reading, I don't know if you read the story this morning about the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan,
yes,
trying to tell Christians there that they, yeah, that they're unwelcome because they're not happy about the muzain being played in the streets. So muzain's in Arabic, but it includes the phrase Allahu Akbar, right?
Dear Lord.
Which is what all the terrorists shout when they're about to blow something up. So I can see why people would be uncomfortable with that. But we have to be tolerant. It does not mean we have to abandon the public square to religions and to traditions that are not ours. We have the right to insist that ours be included, at least. That's part of the tolerance, right?
And this is the Islamists, and I don't say the Muslim religion writ large,
right,
but the Islamists are completely antithetical to the Western tradition.
Yeah, and that's been true since the start. I mean, the thing that that Muhammad and his armies most hated were the Romans. They got on quite well with the Jews, actually, at the beginning, and with Christians, but they really hated Romans. So that is a major part of our tradition. That's where we get our laws from and our Republican traditions from. So people have to be aware of this. They have to understand that, you know, Islam as a religion is a wonderful religion in many ways. I think it has a civilization attached to it, the way Christianity has a civilization attached to it, or informs the civilization. But it's not ours. It's different. And they have different rules about everything. And it's difficult for us to absorb a Sharia-based civilization in our society. It's happening in other places, you know, and there's so many mayors in the UK who are Islamic,
yeah,
you know, and they want to introduce Sharia law into the local courts, and Canada does this too. They have, at least in some provinces, they have allow people to settle their issues by Sharia law. So we just can't let that happen. I'm sorry. It's not in the American tradition.
An amazing book, At the Right Time, The Golden Thread, A History of the Western Tradition, by Alan Guelzo, and the gentleman we have the honor of speaking with, James Hankins. Mr. Hankins, we appreciate it very much. I'll get in touch with Mr. Manfredi. I'm telling you, anytime you want to come on to take specific portions of your book on for our limited segments, and we could even extend them longer. I'm in. This is so important. It's so critical. In fact, when I started this show about 4 years ago, we have something we call Monday Musings, and we started with Western civilization, its birth, its arguable birth in Egyptian tradition, going around the Horn of the Mediterranean and eventually getting here to, in my view, the apex, the United States of America. So this subject is very critical to us as Americans, and I believe to the people here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Pennsylvanian myself, so I feel at home in your show, and I will talk to Steve. We'll maybe set up something else.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Mr. Hankins. I appreciate it. Again, the book is The Golden Thread, A History of the Western Tradition. It's an academic tome, but it is critical. It's important, and the timing is just right. Thank you again, sir.
Thank you for having me on, Steve.
All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by a true patriot, John Basiliga. Today we feature, as we head to the weekend, one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. Looking for anything from the finest of fine dining to just great bar food and company. Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern, West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, Main Drag, Oliphant. The class of dining in Northeast Pennsylvania and beyond. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. The Mary Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. And guess what? Tonight is no cover at Sergei's. The Nightclub, 519 Linden Street, Scranton. And we got great movies playing all weekend at the Scranton Art House, Lackawanna Avenue. Stanley Suchoski, Wilkes-Barre. We lost him September 10th. He was born in that city. Tragically, as a youth, he was preceded in death by his infant brother, Robert. Stanley graduated from the great Coughlin High School and honorably served this country in the United States Navy. He wasn't done sailing because after this service, he worked on the Great Lakes as a merchant marine. Think Edmund Fitzgerald. He returned home and worked for many years at Atwater Silk Mill in Plymouth until retirement. Stanley was a humble servant and faithful member of Saints Peter and Paul Parish in Plains. His sisters, their spouses survive him, including a number of nieces and nephews. Stanley Suchoski. James Treon. He died September 10th. He was 72. He was from Hazleton. Born and raised in that city, he remained a lifelong resident of the area. He was a graduate of West Hazleton High School and continued his education at Penn State Hazleton. He proudly served this country in the U.S. Navy, 1971 to 1973. Before retiring, he was employed as an information technology manager with the Cargill Corporation. After retirement, he wasn't done yet. He enjoyed working at Tennessean Auto Parts. A familiar face around town. You could see him at Carmen's Bakery or walking the Laurel Mall, saying hello, giving out candy. Left to treasure his memory are his loving daughter, Jessica, her fiancé, his brothers, stepbrother, stepsister. Also surviving are his beloved grandchildren. James Treon. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snediger. He tells us today morning clouds then becoming sunny, high 80. It's 74 out the side of the studios now. Tonight partly cloudy, low 57. Friday sunny, 77. Saturday sunny, 73. Sunday sunny, 73. Oh, gorgeous fall weather.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I remember the local band Ralph would play this song. Nobody could do it. Like nobody could play Chicago, cover Chicago and the Beach Boys like Ralph in the old days. But this date, 1967, Murph tells us, the Beach Boys, they released their 12th album, Smiley Smile. I like that. Good Vibrations, the song he chose from that album. Bob Cadaro back with you here on WILK. Let's go to Joe from Berwick quickly. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Bob. Well, listen, I called in, and you're right on topic with what I'm calling in about. It's this whole thing of what's coming from the left and how it comes from them, okay? Now, I called in your show the other day, if you remember, and I said I gave credit to the morning show, because they covered the Charlie Kirk assassination in a very business and news-like way, which I gave him credit for because, but then right after that was done, I'm listening to them this morning, and we're going right back to what the problem is, okay? They were talking about civil conversation this morning. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's not that they were saying the wrong things. They weren't saying anything particularly wrong. What is wrong here is that I'll give you a great example. They constantly refer to Josh Shapiro as a moderate Democrat.
It's a lie.
And the reason he's moderate.
He just gave $5 million to buy of our money. To buy Muslim votes, he gave it to a mosque.
Well, I understand that, but it goes more to this point. He speaks these lies.
Yep.
That he knows are mistruths. They're totally falsehoods or outright lies, and he speaks them, but he does it in a calm and almost concerning manner.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, when they constantly refer to any kind of reforms with our, welfare system, right, as cuts and as, and you know how that goes. That's a prime example. They state total falsehoods, and if you can state that falsehood in a calm and almost caring manner, you're a moderate. That's how that goes.
No matter how loony your ideas, I know.
Well, and that goes to the point of this morning. It's not how they were discussing this. They were saying, people should be able to speak these ideas even passionately, but without killing one another. No, you left a part out, and this is what the left is guilty of. People should be able to discuss these ideas in truth. And of course they don't, the problem is with their side. They don't believe in objective truth. They believe in subjective truth, but they also,
when you're not telling the truth, you've got to create something else. And that's what they've done.
Well, that's what they've done. So they also make the assumption of, because their intention is right, what they say is truthful. Well, no, it's not.
No.
And that's what is being left out of all this,
mm-hmm.
is it's not just civil conversation. We need to get back to having truthful conversation and not assigning the people who are saying things you disagree with the worst motive you possibly can without having any proof on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is really going on here, that, you know, is another side to this that needs to be addressed.
Well, we are not going to give up the fight here, Joe. You keep fighting it with us. Yeah. I appreciate it, my friend. Let's go to Max from Dixon City. Max, we lost a great Max down in Mountaintop, you're our only one left, at least at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. You know, we're losing a lot of great people.
Yeah.
And like I said previously on your show, Charlie Kirk, in my view, was one of the greatest civil rights leaders. And I know people don't like to look at him like that, but he truly was.
No doubt about it.
He was a Golden Arm quarterback, a basketball player. This guy was a born leader, and he was taken from us prematurely. This guy would have been president in 2036. Even Rush Limbaugh thought so.
I have a clip right at a run of Rush saying that.
Right.
Yep.
But I digress. I want to talk about the lady who made that quote at the beginning of this segment, and it is an insult to hear people say it's both sides, you need to tone down the rhetoric, it's both sides. No, it's not both sides. It's never been both sides. It's always been one side that has had these views, these lies and propaganda that take right after what Karl Marx said. He said, it always accuse the other side of doing what you're doing.
Yep.
And now it's likening to the fact on the schoolyard when you're in fifth grade and you have a fist fight and the bully just pummeled some kid who wasn't looking. They go to the office, the kid's bruised up, beaten, and the bully has knuckles broken and bruised and bloodied. Well, his knuckles are bruised and bloodied. He's hurt too. So you're both getting detention and you're both getting suspended.
Yeah.
That's what it equates to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear anybody say, you need to tone down your rhetoric because it's both sides. Get out of here. And it's been the narrative on two shows of WYLK. And it's
the both sides argument is a lie. Period.
It's a flat out lie. It's, you know what it is? It's a false equivalency narrative. And what they're doing is they're pushing that narrative to try to get the people on the right who now have the upper hand with the cancel culture. As you remember with George Floyd, good people were losing their jobs over a common criminal.
Yep.
Okay. They spoke out, they were fired. Now we're seeing a Christian man, a man of God, murdered, assassinated on basically television, and people saying that's great. And they're being fired from positions like teachers, judiciary, leadership positions that affect others. Okay. And they're saying, oh, this is too much. This is too much. No, it equates to the bully who was pummeling someone from behind and then asking that the guy who was pummeling to be blamed for his knuckles being broken.
Well, they punch.
That's where we're at.
It's the equivalent of a guy punching you in the face and saying, now, don't you start a fight.
Exactly.
Now,
and I could equate to that.
We have to go, Max, but
okay.
here's the point. And the commonsensical way to approach this with people who aren't paying that close of attention, but who we need to understand that this isn't both sides. This isn't equal, is what happened after the common criminal, in the midst of a crime, in the midst of a drug overdose, died. What did the left do? After Charlie Kirk was assassinated in cold blood, what did his supporters do?
They rioted.
You need to know nothing more. And, and it tells you who's right, who's wrong, and what we're dealing with. I appreciate
and Bob,
it.
Ten seconds, Bob.
Quickly.
Somebody said, we can wake up tomorrow and the country will still be here and Joe Biden was president and the country's still here. That comment was made yesterday,
oh,
and it's
God
absolutely disgusting.
Almighty. Oh, my
absolutely
God.
Disgusting.
And by the way,
Found
guilty of more corruption.
Right. It destroyed the country. It really did. If another 4 years of that, we would be underwater.
It would be done. Yes. Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Appreciate it always. We've got to take a break. Bob Kadar, WILK. We've got the Bloomberg Money Minute in the middle here. And then we'll come back and wrap things up. It's the Bob Kadar Show. That's Diesel. That's a song we got a good copy of it, clean copy of it, to play for you. We'll keep that, Bulldog, keep that close. What a great song. Wow. We're gonna finish with something completely different. Because on this date, 1970, 27-year-old rock legend Jimi Hendrix, he died of an overdose of sleeping pills, pronounced dead at St. Mary's Abbott's Hospital in London. Murph picked Purple Haze to honor the late, great Jimi Hendrix. Guys, great to be with you. I did not get to, and my apologies to this Biden stuff, that corruption stuff to Senator Grassley disclosed yesterday. We'll get there. I promise tomorrow. I have so much to talk about. I didn't get to the LinkedIn story regarding Todd Beamer and his heroism and others in Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville. There's so much to talk about. Off the charts what we got to deal with. I do hope you enjoyed today, because, man, we're fighting the fight. Look at, the battle is over, but the war goes on. That last week's election, or last month, year's election, it's just the start. And we're seeing them, local candidates, with the same insanity and the same intensity to their insanity that they're big brothers and sisters in D.C. and Harrisburg are subjecting us to. We are not going to step down. We are not going to step back. And we are going to continue to call out the truth. Man, I got to get to this Polish miracle as well, hopefully tomorrow. We're going to have a guest, Kalen Reese, Washington Examiner, tomorrow. He's going to talk about Tyler Robinson and the Charlie Kirk murder. We're going to talk about the Department of Justice investigation of Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. And we're going to talk about Jeff Zients, the old chief of staff. Remember, he was the COVID czar on top of all of that, chief of staff to the Biden administration. He's going to cover all those subjects tomorrow. We couldn't get him today. How great was that professor who now is happily departing the disgrace that is Harvard University, and he with his partner who's happily departing that disgrace, which is called Princeton University, and they're going to the Hamilton School at the University of Florida, Gainesville. Great stuff. Somebody text in, Johnny Cash, Man in Black, who you recently played, champions prisoners who were wronged. Derek Chauvin is in prison. It's a disgrace. And the listener says, you should know, I believe you got screwed. So do I. guys, great to be with you. You know that. I love it. I love it every day. It gets me out of the crib, even though I love to sleep. But no matter what I do, the day ends, the show ends, giving way to Sue Henry coming up next, and Rob O'Donnell after that. By the way, I'm going to mention that too. There was something Ed from Wilkes-Barre had called Sue's show yesterday, and she handled him very nicely from what I was told. And it's like, yeah, he's upset about the name calling. And I welcome you to call the show. I really do. I want to discuss it with you. I go overboard sometimes. I admit it. But I want to explain why I go overboard. And maybe you'll get it if you're open-minded. Maybe you won't. But, Ed, you're welcome to call anytime. Hey, our veterans today brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. James Treon, Hazleton, Stanley Suchoski, Wilkes-Barre, Charles Paget, Hunlock Creek, Stephen Myers, McAdoo, Thomas Yencho, Weston, and David Drasnin, Dallas. Great honoring them today. We've got to go.
My Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 12:01 and change. That means adios, and we'll gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Have a great afternoon.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.